Title: Dark Jungle Chord Progressions Using Arrangement View Beginner. Alright, let's build some Dark Jungle style chord progressions in Ableton Live, using Arrangement View from the start. This is beginner-friendly, stock devices only, and the goal is to make chords that actually work in drum and bass, tense, rhythmic, and arranged with energy over time. By the end, you'll have a 32-bar mini arrangement with a chord stab, hook, a pad layer for atmosphere, and a simple chord progression that loops but still evolves. We'll do it around 172 BPM, and we'll use F minor as the example key. First, project setup. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. Keep it in 4/4. Make sure you're in arrangement view, because in DNB, the arrangement is half the composition. The same chords can feel boring or lethal depending on where they land and how you automate them. Turn on a fixed grid. We'll use an eighth note grid for stabs, and you can switch to quarter notes when you're sketching longer chord blocks. Now, choose a dark key and scale. We're going F natural minor, F, G, AB, BB, C, DB, AB. Here's the vibe check. Dark jungle harmony is rarely about a bunch of fancy chord changes. It's more like 1-4 chords, and then you get movement from rhythm, voicing, texture, and arrangement. So don't stress about theory. We're going for effective and usable, not music school. Also, quick darkness cheat code. Minor chords and minor seventh sound instantly moodier. And if you borrow an outside note once in a while, like a slightly unexpected tone, it can add that creepy lift. Just don't overuse it. Now let's build the first layer, the chord stab. Create a new MIDI track. Name it Chord Stab. For the instrument, we'll use Ableton Waveeatable because it's fast and it cuts through. Load Waveeatable. Set oscillator 1 to a sawish wave. Turn on unison and set voices to around 4-6. Keep unison amount moderate, like 20-40%. If you go too wide and swirly, the stab loses its punch and starts sounding like a trance pad, which is not the mission today. Now shape the amplitude envelope. Attack basically instant, 0-5 milliseconds. Decay around 300-600 milliseconds. Sustain at 0. Release around 80-150 milliseconds. You want a quick hit that gets out of the way. Jungle stabs are punctuation, not speeches. Now we'll add a classic DNB style device chain, all stock. After Waveeatable, add saturator. Drive around 2-6 dB, and turn soft clip on. This is a big part of the dark feeling, a little controlled aggression. Then add auto filter. Choose a low pass 24 dB slope. Set the cutoff somewhere around 1.2 to 3kHz and adjust by ear. This is also a fast way to stop the chords from sounding too cheerful. If the stab sounds like it's smiling, close the filter a bit. Next, add chorus ensemble for width, but subtle. Amount around 10-25%, slow rate. Then add reverb, medium size, decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds and a little pre-delay, like 10 to 25 milliseconds. Keep the dry slash wet low, about 10 to 20% for now. Finally, add utility. Push width to around 120 to 150%. We want the stabs wide, but we're going to keep them out of the bass zone so they don't fight the low end. Now we need chords. Create an 8-bar MIDI clip on chord stab. We'll start with block chords first. Think of this as the harmonic blueprint, and then we'll chop it into stabs. Here are two options. Pick one. Option 1. Classic minor movement in F minor. Bar 1 is F minor, F, AB, C. Bar 2 is DB major, DB, F, AB. Bar 3 is EB major, EB, G, BB. That G is technically outside F natural minor, but it's very common in DNB, because it gives a bit of lift without becoming happy. Bar 4 is C minor, C, AB, G. Then repeat that 4-bar cycle to fill 8 bars. Option 2, darker and more haunted, using 7th chords. FM 7, F, AB, C, AB, ABM 7, AB, GB, BB, DB. That GB is borrowed color and it's deliciously dark. DB Maj 7, DB, F, AB, C, C Dem 7, C, IB, G, BB. Repeat. If you're new, start with triads. 3 notes. Later you can add the 7th for more weight. Now convert those block chords into jungle stabs, because rhythm is the real hook here. In the MIDI clip, you probably drew each chord as a long 1-bar block. Great. Now switch your grid to 1/8 notes and chop them into shorter hits. Try this super simple per bar pattern. One hit on the end after beat 2, and another hit on beat 4. So you're aiming for that offbeat jab, then a later punctuation. Each stab can be around an 1/8 note to 3/16 long. Loop your drums if you have them, even just a basic kick and snare, because stabs make sense only against rhythm. If you don't have drums yet, imagine the snare on 2 and 4. The stab after beat 2 plays with that snare energy. It's call and response. Now, human feel. Perfect quantization can make jungle feel stiff. So do two quick things. First, vary velocity slightly. A tiny random range, like 3 to 7, is enough. Second, pick a couple of stabs and nudge them slightly late. Like, not a full 16th, just a few milliseconds. You're aiming for leaning back, not out of time. Now we add the second layer, a pad for depth and glue. Create another MIDI track and name it PAD/Atmos. Load wavy-table or analog. This time, smoother. Use a waveform that's less bright, and set a slower envelope, attack around 20 to 60 milliseconds, release around 1.5 to 4 seconds. We want it to breathe. Add auto filter. Low pass again, and set the cutoff somewhere between 400 Hz and 2000 Hz. We will automate this later, which is a huge part of making your arrangement feel like it's moving. Add reverb, bigger than the stabs. Decay around 3 to 6 seconds. Dry/wet around 20 to 35%. Add echo. Set it to a musical division like 1/4 or 3/16. Feedback around 15 to 30%. And filter the echo so it doesn't get fizzy. High cut around 4 to 8 kHz is a good range. Then add EQ8 at the end of the pad chain and high pass at around 150 to 250 Hz. This matters. If you skip this, your bass will feel weak and the mix will get muddy fast. Now write the pad notes. Copy the same chord progression from your stabs, but hold the pad chords for 2 bars each. Less busy. This is important. In dark jungle, harmony usually has 2 jobs and we want to separate them. The stab is rhythmic punctuation. The pad is the mood bed. If both are busy and rhythmic at the same time, the groove gets crowded and your drums lose their space. Now teacher trick. Movement without changing chords. You don't always need new chords to get evolution. Use voicings. One easy method. Keep the root and third stable and change only the top note between stabs. That top note becomes your hook. You'll be shocked how musical it feels with almost no theory. Also, save tension notes. Try and add 9 once in a while on a minor chord. In F minor, that means adding G on top. Don't do it every hit. Use it like spice. Now we arrange in arrangement view. We are building a 32-bar structure that feels like intro, build, and drop. Here's a simple layout. Bars 1 through 9, intro, pad only, filter it down so it's dark and muffled. Maybe add 1 stab hit every 2 bars, just to tease the hook. Bars 9 through 17, build. Bring in the stab rhythm, but keep it simpler. Open the pad filter slightly so the track feels like it's lifting. Bars 17 through 33. Drop. Full stab pattern, a bit more syncopation if you want. Pad continues, but slightly quieter, because the drop should feel tighter, not washier. Now add automation, because automation is arrangement. On the PAD auto filter cutoff, start around 500 Hz in the intro and rise toward about 2 kHz by the time you hit bar 17. That's your curtain opening move. On the stab reverb, do the opposite of what beginners usually do. In the intro, let the reverb beat a bit wetter, like 18 to 25%. At the drop, pull it down tighter, like 8 to 15%. In DNB, the drop usually gets more punchy and controlled. Save the big space for intros and breaks. Now let's make the chord sit with drums and bass, even if your drums and bass are simple right now. On chord stab, at EQ8 near the end, high pass around 180 to 300 Hz. This is non-negotiable if you want the bass to own the low end. If the stab is harsh, do a small dip around 2.5 to 5 kHz. If it sounds boxy, dip around 300 to 500 Hz. Now sidechain compression on the stabs. Add a compressor to the chord stab track. Turn on sidechain. Choose your kick or your drum bus as the input. Set ratio around 2:1 to 4:1. Attack 1 to 10 milliseconds. Release 80 to 150 milliseconds. Lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. This makes the chords breathe around the drums, and it instantly makes the arrangement feel more real DNB even before you have a perfect mix. Quick common mistake check before we level up. If your main hook is long sustained chords, it'll probably feel slow. Jungle usually wants stabs as the hook, pads as the background. If you're changing chords every half bar, it may feel like the chords are doing too much. Let rhythm and texture provide the movement. If the drop feels washy and distant, you probably have too much reverb during the drop. And if it feels stiff, add micro timing and velocity variation. Now, optional upgrades if you want extra darkness without extra complexity. Try pedal note darkness. Keep an F quietly underneath your stab voicings or repeat F as a low mid note. It anchors the harmony and creates tension. Try a one-chord loop that still evolves. Stay on F minor for 8 bars, but rotate voicings each bar, like F-Fab-C, then F-Fab-Eb, then F-G-C, then F-Fab-T-B. Same chord vibe, different emotional shading. Try a 3-hit rhythm cell for more jungle swing. One hit around 2 and, another late around 3A, and another on 4. Then delete one hit every 2 bars. That little breathing space is where groove lives. For sound design, if your stab isn't cutting through breaks, add drum bus lightly after the synth. Tiny drive, a little transient boost, and keep boom off so you don't add fake sub to your chords. And if you want old sampler edge without third-party plugins, try Redux subtly, then filter after it to tame harshness. Finally, quick practice run you can do in about 15 minutes. Pick F minor or G minor. Make 2 tracks. Chord stab and pad. Write a 4-chord loop and make it 8 bars. Arrange. Bars 1 to 9 pad only and filtered. Bars 9 to 17 add sparse stabs. Bars 17 to 33 full stabs. Add EQ 8 high pass on both chord tracks and sidechain the stabs from the kick. Then export a 32-bar bounce and listen away from the project. Ask yourself, do the chords feel dark and rhythmic? Or are they just kinda there? Recap. You chose a minor key, built a simple progression, and turned it into syncopated jungle stabs. You layered a wide pad for atmosphere, arranged it in arrangement view with an intro, build, and drop, and used stock Ableton tools like auto filter, saturator, EQ8, reverb, and sidechain compression to make it sit with drums and bass. If you tell me what key you're in and what your bass style is, like Reese, sub plus mid, or something more neuro, I can suggest chord voicings and a stab rhythm that won't clash with it and will hit even harder in the drop.